Let us begin this service by singing number 1, 23. The stanzas 1 and 2. 121st. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secret within. Number 123rd, the first and the last stanza. We shall now read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Matthew, the 3rd chapter, the 1st reading of the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the 3rd and 4th generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judah, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet, by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and leathern girdle about his loins. And his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to save it in yourselves. We have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will fairly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the cap with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We first read now the form for the administration of baptism. First, whether you acknowledge that all our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testament, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Firstly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, whereof you are fathers and mothers, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer? I hope, parents, that the Lord give you together, by the increasing of your family, an heart to acknowledge him for the blessings bestowed upon you. But also realizing that great responsibility, as you have promised with your mouth, so far you were members of this church, but of course, even when we are not a member, the same responsibility that lay for us, because the time is coming that the Lord shall require it from our hands, how that we have brought up our children. And now from ourselves and of ourselves, we have no wisdom, we have no understanding, we have nothing. We have lost everything in paradise. There is nothing left in men that ever can please the Lord. But by virtue of that covenant that the Lord had made with Christ in the Council of Peace, and in Christ with all his elect before the foundation of the world, that it may please the Lord to apply it to your heart and to confirm it to the soul of these children, especially when we have parents or grandparents with the fear of the Lord in our heart, then there are laying prayers and supplications for the throne of grace, that is also for you in this morning. But that it may please the Lord that he remember his covenant personally to your own heart, but also to the hearts of the children. And that the time may arrive that the children become pillars in the church, and that they receive a name and a place better than of sons and of daughters, an everlasting name. And that the Lord bind you together with his children at the throne of grace. That you take him time and again out of the cradle, and that you present him unto the Lord. Because he is faithful, and he is an almighty God, who shall fulfill what he has promised, and that he confirm also in our midst, and for your children, what we will sing after this service, number 49, both rich and poor, both bound and free, shall worship him with bended knee, and children shall proclaim, number 49, the last stanza. I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Again, Adrian, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now conclude this service with thanksgiving and ask the Lord for his blessing. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be partially and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest, Jesus Christ, amen, folly fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Lord, remember thy covenant in respect to those children. Thou hast promised as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be mindful of thy covenant to thousand generations. Lord, build thy church also out of this generation, and glorify thy name and thy power in our hearts. Bind the parents at the throne of grace. An awful time to bring up the children. We are living under such dark clouds of the judgments of the Lord. But thou hast promised that there shall be a church. Till the end of the world there shall be members. There shall also be offers bearers till the end of the world. Thou hast promised, O Lord, and lo, I am with thee all the days, till the end of the world. Remember the parents and the children, also these parents who were blessed in the week that lay behind us, with well-born children. Give them together an heart to acknowledge thee for all the blessings bestowed upon those mothers. May it further well, Lord, outwardly and inwardly, and that it may please thee to sanctify for all of us, young and old, great and small, thy word and testimony, what we will hear in this morning hour of this day. In thy good and kind providence, thy hand brought us together to place ourselves under thy word and testimony, Lord, that we may receive as a place under it from thee. Oh, that would be a wonder and a great blessing, and that was only out of love towards our soul and free sovereign grace. Remember all the gatherings of thy people in this Sabbath day, over the length and over the breadth of the earth also, amongst the heathens and the Jewish people, and where that thy word shall be brought in this Sabbath day, bless all thy servants and all those who have to read thy word for the congregation. We commend them all at the throne of grace in all their needs and wants. We are all so dependent. We are all so poor and wretched and empty in ourselves. But, Lord, that thy word was accompanied also amongst us with thy Holy Spirit, and that it bears fruit, that stay and remain with us forever and forever, that sinners be converted, that thy people receive as a blessing that shall abide with them forever and forever. Loose the bands of thy children, set their soul at liberty, and restore them into the communion and fellowship with God, and give them the spirit of adoption, that they could cry, Abba Father, remember all of us in mercy also in speaking and proclaiming the gospel in this Sabbath day. Give heavens and earth at our right and left, because from ourselves we can do nothing. But Lord, help us and strengthen us. May us not be ashamed. Remember all those that cannot gather with us. Thou knowest all the needs and all the wants and all the circumstances here in this world, in the hospitals, in institutions, in jails. We commend them at the throne of grace also amongst us, those that cannot gather with us in this Sabbath day. Several are laying home in their sickbed, and also one of our elders again sick in his home. Remember him also outwardly and inwardly, and also his daughter still in that other hospital, in that city outside of this place. Look down upon all of us, Lord, that mother who have to be operated this coming week. We commend her at the throne of grace, the parents who had received their boy home from the hospital. Give him also a heart of gratitude to acknowledge thy name with those orphans and widows, our boys in the service, and all that is waiting for thee, Lord. Remember us together with the whole nation and with the government in all their foolishness and all their troubles. We commend them at thy throne. Hear us and bless us and visit us together, Lord, in thy mercy and in thy love and favor. Spare our life also in this day, and may thy word powerful also for that family that is called out of the church here in this morning already. Lord, strengthen that mother and remember them. Take her not away, but strengthen her and remember in the mercy, and hear us together with the pardoning of all our sins and all our transgressions. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 275. Thou, O Lord, art God alone. Everlasting is thy throne. Through the ages men shall sing praise to heaven's eternal King. And what follows, number 275. Beloved congregation, time and again we have in our midst baptism. And we baptize our children because it is a command of the Lord. So it was with circumcision in the days of the Old Testament, and so it is with baptism now in the New Testament. But of course there is so much confusion about baptism, and in this morning I will, with the help of the Lord, explain something of it to you. My text is in Matthew 3, verse 11. These words, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Thus far, we have here in our text a personal testimony of John the Baptist in respect to baptism. In the first place, what John did. He baptized with water. In the second place, what he confessed. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. And what John declared, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. As you know, the Bible speaks several times about baptism. And with a different meaning. We find something of it in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 20, where the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Christ with a request that one would sit at his right and another at his left in his kingdom. And then the Lord, he answered and he said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. There Christ, he spoke about baptism. But of course, that is there, the baptizing with blood, or as you find it in some of our old writers, the baptizing with sorrow and with grief, referring to Acts 12, verse 1, and Revelation 1, verse 9. Then, in the time of Christ, and even before that time a little, was there the baptizing of the proselytes. You know, the proselytes, that were such people that came from the heathens. They were proselytes of the gate and proselytes of righteousness. They were at that time two kinds. And of those proselytes who came from the heathen, and they have desire to join with the people of Israel, they were baptized. But their baptism, that was much different as the baptizing of John. The baptizing of the proselytes was no sacrament at all. That was only a proof that people had broke with heathendom, and that they have a desire to place themselves under the religion of that Jewish nation. When they were baptized to a proselyte, then they were leaving all their former manners, and they promised to walk after the commandments of the Lord. Thus it was finally, to a certain extent, the same thing as when people make confession of faith, because then they are leaving the world too. They promise that, not that they are converted and that they ask for the Lord's Supper, however, that they will receive a right to that church right, but as soon as they join the church and take over the baptism, then they promised that they could place themselves under the jurisdiction of the church and under the authority of the Word of God. But that baptism, as I told you, was no sacrament. That is wel zo with the sacrament of baptism. We have in the Bible the baptism of John, and that was the baptizing with water. The baptizing of Christ, that is a baptizing with the Holy Ghost and with fire. But John baptized with water. The question that came up in the church, whether that the baptizing of John was from heaven, whether that there was a difference between the baptizing of him and our baptism. No, in no wise. because Christ himself, he desired that John baptized him. But now to a right understanding of the baptism of John, and that he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, then it is necessary in the first place to consider who John was. That man's name was never mentioned in his former legends. Never. There was in that family not one that bears that name. But that name that is specially given unto him, it was an Hebrew name. And the meaning of John, that is, Jehovah gives grace, or Jehovah is gracious. That is the meaning of the name John. And in the meaning significance of that name is also declared his preaching. There is people that thinks that John was preaching nothing else than hell and condemnation. But that was not so. No. John the Baptist was a preacher of free and sovereign grace. There was no man greater born out of women than John the Baptist. There was not one of the prophets, either Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, that could stand on the same level as John the Baptist. Because all the prophets of the Old Testament were speaking about Christ who must come, who have to come. But John the Baptist, he stretched out his finger and he refers immediately to Christ, where he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But now Christ came here in this world to seek and to save those who are lost. Then John the Baptist came. He started his preaching not with Christ. No. He cast not Christ down the street there for everybody to take him. But he said here in this text, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. John the Baptist emphasized the necessity of repentance, and he did that for everybody. He made no difference between the heathens, between the Gentiles, and between that Jewish people. There were people that came to the baptizing of John, but they have no thoughts about themselves. They were unconverted. But there came so many people out of Jerusalem, and they were converted in himself, because they claimed
that they were the seed of Abraham. They have some ground for eternity, that means in their imagination. And their only ground that they have for eternity, that was the work of the Lord. But of course, Jan, he brought to their mind the necessity of united with Christ. The necessity to be converted and to receive that life that never shall perish. In other words, John the Baptist, he took not over the conversion of that of those scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. No, he did not believe at all in it. But he declares there under the people that they must be regenerated. That they must be baptized, because they all, that Jewish people, that was circumcised. And that was the ground for eternity. They were leaning upon that. They were trusting in it. They have not heard else of their parents too. Thus from generation to generation, they thought it is well with us for eternity. And you can well realize what a shock it was for that people when they heard John the Baptist. If you think for 30 years and for 50 and more that you are converted and that it is well for eternity with you, and then there come a preacher that said, no, I do not accept it. It is all against the word of God. And you are natural people with all your thoughts about your conversion. And if you are not converted, you are lost forever and forever. The preaching of John, that was very sharp. Very sharp. Because what was the purpose of John the Baptist now? To bring the people to the knowledge of their sins. To bring the people to the knowledge of the depth of the fallen Adam. That was the case. And that was now the reason that John the Baptist, that he was so strong in his preaching. Because if, I will make it short this morning, if we have no knowledge of our sins, and if we have no knowledge of the first Adam, there can be no knowledge of Christ. And no need for Christ. That is absolutely impossible. Dus you realize, people, John the Baptist, he had done a wonderful, profitable work in the church. And that is today, that is the same thing. There is for his generation no preparation. Not for his generation. Well for justification. But not for his generation. Because man is dead or he is alive. One of the two. There is nothing between death and life. And that the Lord regenerates a sinner, that is one moment. When that takes place, the Apostle Paul, he declared that so clear when he said in his epistle to Ephesus in the second chapter, and you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. There's now John's purpose in his preaching that was to bring the people to the knowledge of their sin. Actual and original. And that there came a need in their heart for the Christ. I baptize you with water unto repentance. And now, of course, John the Baptist, he was a man. John the Baptist, he was only an instrument in the hand of the Lord. John the Baptist, he was a servant of God. Christ, he is the mediator. And he is the head of the church. And unto him is given all power in heaven and upon earth. And now John the Baptist, he baptized with water unto repentance. And then to open the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing what I will say in your midst this morning is this. That when the Lord brings us to repentance, then we would not say, now I go to heaven, now I am a happy person. No, because when it comes to repentance, then that is the start of the work of the Lord. And now all the people that come to repentance, they become in himself unhappy and poor and wretched and guilty. And that need now somebody to help them and to deliver them out of all the troubles and to deliver them from their sin and to restore them into the communion with God. Thus now John, he said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. The preaching of John the Baptist had made so much impression upon many people that they really thought that he was the Messiah already. There were some people that were sent out of Jerusalem with the question whether that he was the Messiah, the Christ. And if he had said yes, then the people had believed and they had taken it over. Because his preaching was so powerful and so wonderful. His preaching that had so much impression. Because you read in the Bible, in the word of God, that the whole your city, Jerusalem, that goes out to Jordan to be baptized of him. Really. But he was so small in himself, and he was so humble, and of course he had the knowledge for himself that he was not the Christ. And that he also must be delivered by the Christ. And that the Christ also for him must become his Savior and his Redeemer. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Because I can only baptize you into water, people. In other words, I cannot help you. I cannot save you. I cannot restore you. I cannot give you what you need for your soul for the great and ever-ending eternity. But now he that comes after me is mighty. What a blessing That's John the Baptist, with freedom and with liberty, could preach about Christ. And that he could refer to that holy name that is given under heaven, whereby that he must be saved. Because young he had for himself that consciousness that he also was a man in the likeness of everybody in the world. And he can well be a minister, and he can well have received many gifts from the Lord, but if it comes to give people something, if it comes to the point to deliver somebody, oh, then our hands are also too short, and our hands are empty. We can well vouchsafe it to everybody, of course. And we can well say it all that in us is, oh, that now in this day, in this Sabbath day, it was a day that many people came to confess, and that many people before that it is evening, that they would say, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Because if we are on the right spot and on the right place, then we vow safety to everybody. Not always, no, because we are always not on the spot. But if we are there, oh, then we say all the people in the whole world, then we have no objection. And then we say, oh, we vow safety to Christ, because in the multitude of the subjects is the glory of the King. Really, there we are on the right place. And John the Baptist, he said, but he that cometh after me, that is mightier than I, because we need a person who is the only true God, who had an original power, because it takes more power, people, to convert and to restore a sinner than to create a world out of nothing. You believe?
It needs more power to awaken sinners and to restore them into the fellowship and communion with God than to create a world out of it. Because, oh, my dear friends, if it goes the right way with us, then we become more and more empty. We become more and more guilty. We become more and more hard. And more unreceptive. And more we would say, oh Lord, there is no hope. There is no hope. You cannot realize it, people. Oh, it is even hard to have our attention for an hour by the word of God. Right? There's no heart. If we now must merit salvation to listen for an hour and a half to the word of God with all our attention, then we lost it. We lost it forever. But he that comes behind me, after me, he is mightier. What a deep impression had that John the Baptist about the Son of God, about the mediator and the savior of the church. But he that comes after me, oh, and that is because out of that eternal good pleasure of the Father. Christ is the fruit of the good pleasure of the Father from all eternity. He is my dear. I would say no more about it this morning, but the time is so short. Thus I have not to say something, and there may be another time that I can explain it more to you. But now he said, he is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. That is something, and that is the work of a slave. The work of the slave. And none are not worthy to do that work. Then you have small thoughts about yourself, eh? Like you can realize it. Oh, yeah, it was a wonderful man. But he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He. And now the baptism of water, that is to short people. Oh, even when all the water in the Lake of Michigan and all the water in the great ocean came over us, it shall not help us, no. It shall not help us. But the Christ that can baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire, forgive me that I this morning only refer to one thing. Only to one thing, because otherwise it takes too long. I have baptized the children this morning. The last time that I was gone on Sunday in Canada, I have hooked to baptize several children there. And then I was in the pulpit this morning, and I had not seen the beckon with water there. And I thought surely that the janitor had forgotten it. But of course I was reading the forum, and then I thought I'd wait till that I come from that pulpit. And then of course if there is no water, then that man that can well take something. But I came down from the pulpit, and I wasn't beckoned with water. The same as we have all the time when there is baptism. And then after that I have baptized those children, I was looking there in the beckon, and I could not see that I have baptized children. No, there's only some drops of out of that water. I thought I could well baptize this morning that whole church here. All the people that there is. And now, what is now the meaning? The cry that Jan said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. There is in the blood of Christ all sufficiency for the greatest of sins. You have never seen in a church that they must bring water in the beckon again. No, there is always water enough. And after baptism, you can ever see that there is less water in the beckon. Never. And that refers to the baptizing itself. That refers now to the fullness of grace that there is in Christ Jesus for a sinner, for a poor and for a wretched sinner. There is no excuse for anybody to say that it is not possible and that there is no room enough. No, there is no excuse for anybody. You have heard in this morning that the Christ
that he is mightier than that young was. All power is given unto him in heaven and upon earth. And he speaks and it is, and he commands and it stands firm. And of course the water in the baptism that refers, that signifies, as you read in the catechism, based on the word of God, that refers to the blood of Christ, and the sacraments are signifying signs and seals of the covenant of grace, and that is for God's elect, not for everybody. But of course we don't know who are the elect. We don't know that. The secret things are for the Lord our God and revealed for us and for our children. Thus I bear, he shall baptize you. His blood that is enough, that is sufficient. His blood that had an almighty power. That Christ never would say it is, I am not able, I am not fit for it. No, he said in his word, turn unto me and be saved all the end of the world. Thus every baptism serves, that is also in referring to the abundant riches which there is in Christ Jesus for a sinner, for those that know himself as a sinner, and for those that bow in dust and ashes before the Lord, those that have nothing to pay for, those that are totally lost in himself. And then, above the preaching of that baptism, is it all the time that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, washes and cleanses from all our sins. And if we lost once, then that blood that shall testify against men in the day of days, young and old, that we take it to our heart. There is a way to escape the wrath of God. John, he baptized with water, but that man that came after him was mightier, and that Lord, that Christ, that God, that mediator, that Savior, that is preached amongst you even in this morning hour, that the Holy Spirit quicken us. The first thing, that the Holy Spirit reproves us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And that it never shall testify against us in the day of days, but that it be to our eternal salvation, there is hope for the greatest of sins. And those that bow before him, he shall lift them up. And he shall give the forgiveness of their sins. He shall baptize them with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Because the baptizing of the Spirit and the baptizing of fire is necessary and remains necessary as long as we are living, because children of God in baptism is signified justification, sanctification, perseverance, fellowship with God, and eternal salvation. Amen. Lord, bless the few words spoken in this morning hour of this Sabbath day. 'Tis all in thy hand. Make us receptive, and that it never shall testify against us in the day of days, but that it may lead us to true conversion and to salvation. Make thyself precious, amiable, necessary for the first time and by noon. Bring us back in this afternoon and evening under the preaching and under the reading. Give desire amongst young and old, great and small. Prepare us here for that everlasting and durable Sabbath in heaven. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 143. We have the following announcements. Tomorrow evening, Bible class. This evening again, confession class. Is there some that have desire to join? I expect them to come there. Tuesday evening, catechism classes. Wednesday evening, English preaching service. Reverend Vergunst will conduct this service, and he will also preach in the Kalamazoo Church Tuesday evening. The Esther Guild will meet Thursday evening this week. The young girls are also urged to meet again. Prayer was offered for Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Stoutjesdijk, who were blessed with a baby girl, and for Mr. and Mrs. Henry Rosendahl, who were blessed with a baby boy. For Daniel Spahn, son of Mr. and Mrs. Dick Spahn, who returned home from the hospital. And for Mrs. Carroll, who have to be taken up in the hospital for an operation this coming week. The second collection today will be for our school, but we commend to you, of course. Number 143, O God, according to thy grace, be merciful to me and what follows.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.